All right, Chime, your lead this morning.
Good morning, Greg. Yeah, so as the lead song would entail, Money, Money, Money is all about what Jeremy Swayman is after. And Elliot Friedman put out an article last night that I thought had some really good insight. So from what he understands, after initially offering contracts of various lengths, the Bruins were satisfied with Swayman's desire for maximum length of 8 years. That's the only thing these two sides have agreed on in this entire process, because despite that, they remain, quote, so far apart on salary that this won't be solved unless player or team completely caves in. And that, I think that just lends more and more credence to, originally the Bruins were probably around $6.5 million, that Ryan Whitney lowball, and the number Cam Neely gave you yesterday of 64 million reasons why I'd be on the ice was probably true, because that, as Scoops Keefe had, was their ceiling. That was their best offer. And it's probably why they went weeks without communication, because Sweeney and Neely said, hey, this is the best we can do, 8 for 8, here you go. Mm. And then they just didn't do it. They didn't come back with any other offers, because when you're haggling, when you have your best, you put down your best, and if they don't take it, you walk away. That's how you operate when it comes to negotiations. You give your best, that's what you can do, and you walk away. And for the Bruins, or for Jeremy Swayman, however, because he's technically a free agent, even though he is restricted, he's allowed to talk to other teams. And so my understanding is that he clearly has talked to other teams,
right,
knows what his value is, and is squeezing the Bruins for every penny. I bet this deal would be done if the Bruins would come up to $9
million,
but I think Swayman right now is, in fact, asking for close to 10, because I bet there's someone, some desperate team out in the market that really wants a goaltender that would pay him close to $10 million. So he is absolutely trying to get what he is, he deserves.
Okay. And do you believe that the salary cap figures into it at all? The Bruins have just about $10 million left. Do you think that figures into it at all? Is it strategy on their part? Should they save some of that money so you can go and sign somebody?
I mean, heading into last season, and I believe this was the case, they only had like $750,000 left on the salary cap heading into last season. So if you were to sign Jeremy Swayman tomorrow to a $9 million deal, you'd have approximately $500,000 on the salary cap. You can free up salary cap space by trading a guy like Junas Korpisalo if you have Jeremy Swayman sign long term, or who at moving somebody. And on top of that, the cap space is going to go up over next season and all that crap. So I don't think that the Bruins have any reason to not go up that high, other than they don't think he's worth it.
All right, Chime, great lead. Thank you. Curtis, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And just on that, I would just add, I wouldn't give them $9 million. Like, I think the Bruins have a great goalie coach and they can trust it. I think that's why Neely said $64 million. I'd be shocked if he got higher than that after being so public. But yesterday, Sam Kennedy was meeting with the media, and I really was going to play the sound, but it's just awful. Like, it's just a gobbledygook nonsense. He talks about accountability and how they're all accountable for it. And if we get the opportunity to talk to Sam Kennedy again before the end of the playoffs or whatever, I would just ask, how are you accountable if you keep getting raises and promotions after last place and third place finishes? Who's really accountable, other than Chaim Bloom, who did everything you asked him to do and then got fired? Like, Alex Cora, if this is any other Red Sox period of my lifetime, consecutive three straight final second half swoons would be the cause of a firing, not a 3-year, $21 million extension.
Also, did I see that Chaim Bloom is about to be named the president of the Cincinnati Reds next season?
Oh,
did
wow.
I see that?
I haven't seen that, but that would be... I think he's deserved it.
Yeah.
Look at all the players that he found that are coming to play. Everybody that Breslow's bragging about was brought in by the guy they axed.
It was the St. Louis Cardinals, Greg.
Oh, Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be a great
after next season, correct, Scheim? It's not right.
Yeah, 2026.
The headline is, Bloom in 2026.
Yeah.
And the more I heard, I think Cordy played it during Trending, where he talked about the building. Fenway Park is like a museum. It's like a amusement park. Like, they talk about it like the joy and wonder of the stadium. I always, call me crazy, I always thought it'd be the joy and wonder of the great players you're paying top dollar to watch, not the red seat or the green seat in the bleachers. So it was a really demoralizing day at Fenway Park.
You weren't encouraged.
No.